Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Ashley.
Good afternoon, America, and welcome to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, and this is a special edition of Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Country music superstar Ty Herndon will be joining us to talk about his new and up-and-coming album. We're going to play his entire new single called Stones. Are you ready, America? Let's do this! Good afternoon, America, and welcome to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, President and CEO of American Negotiators, and this is a special edition of Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. You can normally hear us every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And America, thanks to you, we are the USA's number one credit show. Please continue to tell all your friends and family about us. But today we're going to focus on our entertainment news when we have the one and only Ty Herndon that is going to be joining us. And we're going to talk about his new album coming up, which I am very excited about. His new single is amazing out there also, and it's already on the radio. So without further ado, the one and only country music superstar, Ty Herndon.
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Mr. Herndon. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Can you hear me?
I did. I heard the applause. I mean, America's going crazy over you.
Well, that's awesome. You make me feel like I just walked out on the Grammy stage. Thank you. It's a good thing we're old friends.
Well, and you've also been nominated for a Grammy in the past, right?
I have been. Yeah, I've been really fortunate the last few years and the last 15 years of my career, I've been a very, very blessed man. I mean, anytime you get to do music for a living, and it's incredible. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, it's a blessed job and it's a gift. And so I'm so grateful to be able to do that, be on America's stages.
How does it feel when you're on stage, Ty?
Well, it's according to the audience. If they love you, you feel great. If you suck, you don't feel so good.
Well, I tell you.
Excuse me. I should say if I suck, you don't feel so good. Not the audience.
Well, I'll tell you what. One time I remember that you were at Country 2000 here in Dallas, and you started singing If You Can Leave Your Hat On, and I remember that girls were trying to pull you off the stage. Me and your mother were up in the VIP section, and I'll never forget it, how they swarmed everything to get in front of those girls and, like, did a barrier in front of the stage, because literally they were grabbing your boots and jeans and literally trying to pull you off stage. I bet that's something you don't forget.
Oh, I think sometimes I think sometimes it's just whoever's on the stage. I appreciate that, but I still do that song in the show every now and then. But it's, oh man, you know, I think anytime you go to, I go to a lot of concerts too, and I think it's just the lure of the stage, people having a good time, and it's pretty crazy sometimes.
Well,
I get that.
And you know, the exciting thing about you, Ty, is you are not a studio artist. When you hear what you hear on the records is what you hear in your shows, and a lot of time it's actually even better, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in being an entertainer and being a vocalist, and as a producer and being part of running a record label today, I produce a lot of artists that are that. I have a pretty high standard to because I have a responsibility to music today. There's a lot of prefabricated music out there today, and it's so refreshing to work with artists that, you know, have a ton of talent. So, and that's one thing I can say about Nashville. There's a lot of that here.
Well, that's where you got to. If you're a country music artist, you got to live in Nashville, don't you?
Well, these days it could be country, it could be pop, it could be Christian. It's country music's the number one music in the world right now. We're doing better financially than any other genre of music. So it's awesome to see country doing so well. But you know, it's not just country today. Country has a very, very wide spectrum of sounds today. So, you know, you can turn on country radio and hear something that's kind of pop like Taylor Swift, or something that's country like Trace Atkins, or right down the middle, you know, what I try to do. So it's a great music to be involved in.
Okay, real quick, America, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We are focusing, and our show is completely dedicated today to our entertainment news, to one of my best friends in the world, the country music superstar Ty Herndon. This guy is just amazing. When he sings, the angels definitely listen. And let's get to some questions, if you don't mind, Ty.
Oh, I'd love to.
Tell us what's been going on with Ty Herndon.
I've been living in the studio this last year, and when I'm not been in the studio, we worked about 100 dates out on the road, and we're going to do the same, maybe more, this next year, and just finishing up the new album. The new album's called Love Wins. I love the title. There's a thread of love that runs all the way through the album, which has kind of been my trademark over the years. And, man, we're just looking forward to an incredible year, and just going to do a lot of the same.
Did you just give us an exclusive, the title of your new album? Because I don't think I've heard that yet.
Maybe I did, yeah. it's also a great song that's on the album. There's a lot of fun in the album. There's also a lot of subject matter, because I like to deal with things that help people as well. So this Love Wins is really kind of about, you know, there's been a lot of bullying and stuff going on in schools today, and it just kind of talks about how you can rise above that and get through it and be happy and know that you don't have to be like those people.
Well, and it does get better. I mean, that's what I think a lot of people don't realize, is that, you know, bullying, it's so sad to see it. I wouldn't want to be going to school nowadays, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, I've kind of got on the bandwagon about it, because it's, you know, a lot of times it's sometimes it's a taught behavior, sometimes it's huge insecurities, and there's such a pressure to be popular today. And my God, you know, that's all we see on TV. You know, it's like girls, boys fighting. So it's too bad that that's going on. But there's also a big movement here in Nashville to have a more positive role model. Thank God for artists like Taylor Swift and some of the young artists that are out there today that really are going up against that. But you don't have to be mean to be popular. You know, you can be kind and be just as popular. So anyhow, I didn't mean to get off on that bandwagon.
But I think you're bringing up a good point, because I think it's important when the younger people are looking up to someone like you, because they listen to the lyrics of your music, they believe the heart and soul of your music. And then when you've got somebody bullying you and you've got somebody you look up to you that it's actually telling you it's okay, I think that makes a very big difference in someone's life. And I think it's a life changer, and I appreciate you doing that.
Oh, thanks, man. I think I'm also singing to more of the parents of my generation, because those are the guys that have got kids in school today. I've got an 8-year-old nephew, you know, and so I'm, he's already seeing that. So he's armed with some good ammunition about that. So. But anyhow, Love Wins, so that's the album, and the new single is called Stones, and we just entered the Billboard chart this week with my first single, country radio single, in 8 years, so I'm really excited about that.
Real quick, America, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, this special edition with country music superstar Ty Herndon. If you don't know very much about Ty, let me tell you, he's charted 17 Billboard country singles, including 3 number one hits. Amazing, Ty. Amazing. Amazing.
Well, thanks.
And
man,
it's only going to get better.
And take a little break, and now I'm back out there. And for those of you who want to download Stones, we are up on iTunes right now, and it's a great song. A lot of people have been migrating to the song, so I understand you're gonna debut it on your show and play it for the folks. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Real quick, what inspired you to do this album?
That's a question from my Facebook, I guarantee you, right?
It is.
Oh, man. You know, inspiration is something an artist is always struggling and looking for. But my fans out there are constantly telling me stories. And I read a lot on my media pages. And so I got really inspired by a lot of folks that were just ready for a country album from me, because the Christian album did so well, and I got a lot of inspiration from my own life with, you know, my ups and downs that came from. So now it's kind of moved on to a really peaceful, happy time. So this record is just, there's not a lot of lessons in it. It's just really a feel-good album, because that's kind of where I'm at. So my inspiration was just to feel good.
Awesome. Hey, real quick, Ty, we need to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue asking you questions. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, America, you are listening to Ty Herndon, country music superstar. And when we come back, we will continue to ask your questions that you emailed into us. We got a lot. We're only going to be able to get to a few. But this is Ty Herndon's very first number one hit, What Matters Most. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on this special edition with Ty Herndon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I miss the signs. So if she's gone, the fault is mine. I know.
Why not enjoy a wedding Whitney's way?
Wait, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh, such a stupid rule. What, does the bride think the groom's gonna get confused and marry me by accident?
You date that girl who's really loud.
Whitney. Some of the cupcakes are missing. Wow, you're on fire tonight.
Whitney, Thursdays after The Office on NBC.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over 2 decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies. like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream.
Mmm.
Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile.
Ooh, ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%?
Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137-773.
An hour ago, a bomb blew up the Kremlin. The president has initiated Ghost Protocol. The entire IMF has been disavowed. Now I've been ordered to take you to Washington, where they will hang the Kremlin bombing on you and your team, unless you were to escape after assaulting Brandt and me. But if any one of your team is caught, they will be branded terrorists, out to incite global nuclear war.
So what happens now?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
So, what's the play?
Welcome back, America, to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is Ty Herndon and another one of his hit smash singles, Living in a Moment. Ty, what does that feel like when you hear just these amazing words that you put out and millions of people listen to?
Well, the most amazing thing about a song is when people relate to it when they come to the shows and you're singing, and you all of a sudden you realize that everyone in the whole audience is, you know, you got 5,000 or 6,000 people singing it at the top of their lungs, and you go, wow, this song has really touched these folks. They know the words, and the song called Living in a Moment, What Mattered Most, and Man Holding On to Woman Letting Go, Love Too Much. I mean, just so many uplifting songs, and that's always been my goal. You know, a lot of times I wasn't uplifted in my life, so I sang about things that were just, you know, to feel good, and it's really good to be in a place today where my vocals and my spirit is really honest in the songs. So there's not a lyric or anything on the last couple of albums that just aren't raw honesty. So that's where I am as an artist today. So I like that.
What did it feel? Let's get back to some questions real quick. What did it feel like to win the Dove Award for, it's a bluegrass recorded song, When We Fly?
It's kind of weird because I grew up with gospel and bluegrass, and it's just a little song that I did with my friend Lizzie Long, and to have it win such a prestigious award, it felt amazing because I grew up watching the Dove Awards, and for people that don't know, the Dove Awards are like the Christian music Grammys, the highest
absolutely
honor you can get. So I just moved into a new house, and it's sitting on my mantle, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, absolutely. Hey, real quick, let's debut your new single, Stones, coming off your new album that comes out in 2012 entitled Love Wins. Love that, by the way. Introduce your new single, and then we'll finish a few more questions.
Well, after a very long wait, America, here's the brand new single on a brand new record label. Going across the nation right now, burning up the charts. I'm pretty proud of the song. It's It's called Stones.
Barely old enough to call it love, showing off, skipping rocks across the water. Stones, I handed one to you. You put it in your pocket, said you loved it, said you'd keep it forever. Stones, one by one, they mark our passage along. Perfect little rock, a little thing. It's just a ring, but it says, marry me. Stones, we'll build ourselves a home where love's the cornerstone. We'll have children, they'll have children, and they'll roll off on their own like stones. One by one, and dodging lots of sticks and stones, and I've been on both sides of throwing stones. Years are like the wind. They're here and gone, and then they'll blow away our every trace, all except our names engraved in stone.
Wow, that is country music superstar Ty Herndon's new single, Stones, played in its entirety. Wow, Ty.
Thank you so much. We're in the studio right now putting full orchestra on the song as well, so there's going to be an orchestrated version. January, we're shooting a video that's incredible for this message in the song. And
Can you give us any hints on the video?
No. Can't. Complete surprise.
I love it. Hey, real quick, America, if you have not downloaded this song on iTunes, stop what you're doing right now. Go to iTunes, type in Ty Herndon Stones, and download this song. This is a song for all ages, and the message is clear and amazing, Ty. Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yes. Please go download it. Then I can pay for the video.
Okay, what artist inspires Ty Herndon?
Oh, man, I love artists that have stories. You know, like Bonnie Raitt and Vince Gill and just people that have gone through some stuff in life. They got some dirt on it, you know, and they have something to say. And I'm, you know, John Cougar. I mean, I'm just so inspired by people that have amazing stories to tell, because the more stories you have to tell, good, bad, or whatever, and you know, you're singing about people's lives. So that's what I like.
I love those artists too, because I like artists with a message. I don't like studio produced artists. I like artists that actually. Because did you write any on this new record, Love Wins?
Heck yeah, man! I wrote over half the album.
I thought you did.
So,
yeah.
Heck yeah! I have to write a few so I can make some money so I can go spend it all, then have to come to Credit Talk and figure out what I did wrong.
All right. This is from Lisa, the Biscani lady. So, Ty, are you going home next week? I want to make sure you get your Piscani.
Hi, Lisa. I hope you're listening, because I have moved into a new house. I don't think she has my new address, and I better not give it on the radio, but I'll email it to you. So if you send it to the old address, this lady makes the best stuff, man. So you guys go check out her website. You might have to give that job so she can.
Absolutely. Go ahead. Give it out.
I don't know what it is right off the top of my head, but we'll email her. Maybe you can talk about it later. But
absolutely. I've got her email. And Lisa, I'll be emailing you. I want some of that, too. If Ty's recommending it, that means it's good.
Lisa's favorite. That's what you need to get.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yummy. This is from LaCarol in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hi, LaCarol.
What was the best advice given to you while making the new country album?
For the first time in my life, I didn't take anybody's advice. I just listened to my heart. So if something's wrong with this record, it's all my fault.
Okay, and I'm going to do another question from her, because this is kind of lighthearted. I think you'll get a kick out of it. If you could be a superhero, who would you be, and what superpowers would you possess?
Oh, my God. You know, when I was a kid.
She dared me to ask you that, by the way. She's like, you're not going to ask him this, but I did.
Oh, heck no. When I was a kid, I was in love with Wonder Woman, you know, Linda Carter. So I would have to be Superman and go back in time so I could marry Wonder Woman.
Absolutely. That's good right there. Love Wins. Do you have a release date yet?
We don't. I was just in a big label meeting yesterday, and we're kind of holding off on the release date to let the single get up the charts a little bit and get as much attention about this album as possible, so as many people will get it as have in the past. So I'm sure it'll be summertime, but we've got to get the single up the charts and the video out there and just, you know, get on some of the TV shows and just make a big splash.
America,
to do that.
America, once again, call your local country station and request Ty Herndon's new single, Stones. I know I'm doing it, and it's amazing to hear him play it, and they really do listen to you. So make sure you call and follow Ty on Facebook and Twitter, right, Ty? That's really you answering people.
Heck yeah, you know, I am. I'm Twittering away.
All right,
well,
and let me
Twitter,
see.
I just Twittered that I'm taking my nephew to a movie, so I got to go see Santa Claus. So God bless you all, and Merry Christmas, John, you and your family. I hope the new year brings you many, many good things, and God bless you guys.
Can I get you to sing to the audience Merry Christmas?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Ty Herndon. Merry Christmas to you also. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. America, we are going to close and play Ty Herndon's new single one more time. It's called Stones. Enjoy it.
Stones, I handed one to you
You put it in your pocket, said you loved it, said you'd keep it forever. Stones, one by one, they mark our passage along. One perfect little rock, a little thing, it's just a ring, but it says marry me. Stones, we'll build ourselves a home where love's the cornerstone. We'll have children, they'll have children, and they'll roll off on their own like stones. One by one and dodging lots of sticks and stones, and I've been on both sides of throwing stones. Years are like the wind. They're here and gone, and then they'll blow away our every trace, all except our names engraved in stone.
All right, America, that was country music superstar Ty Herndon with his new single, Stones. And you heard it first on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. The new title of his album is Love Wins. Simple but beautiful. Thank you again for joining us. Remember, we are normally here at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you listen to us every Thursday, and you can go to credittalkusa.com and listen to any of our past shows. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. I'm John Ashley, your host. Merry Christmas, everybody, and I am out of here.
I can feel my soul ascending. I'm all